You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pharmac has announced its decision to fund the drug Enhertu, used for slowing the advancement of the HER2 positive form of breast cancer, beginning on the 1st of January 2025. Alongside this funding, two eligibility restrictions will be removed. HER2 positive breast cancer is an aggressive form of breast cancer where the human epidermal growth factor receptor 2 protein is present and encourages the growth of cancer cells. I spoke to Chief Executive at the Breast Cancer Foundation New Zealand, Arlene Rayner, about how Enhertu compares to other breast cancer medicines, the removal of eligibility restrictions, and how the Breast Cancer Foundation pushed for this change. Pharmac recently announced that it will be funding Enhertu for Kiwis with HER2 positive advanced breast cancer. How does Enhertu differ from medicines already on the market?
So Enhertu is a world-class and truly remarkable drug. It's different because Enhertu is a combination of two drugs. The first drug is trastuzumab, which is a drug that blocks the growth and spread of cancer. And the second drug is a drug called deruxtecan, and that's a chemotherapy drug that destroys cancer cells. So what happened is this drug, when it's needed, is trastuzumab attaches itself to HER2 proteins, so the cancer cells are no longer stimulated to grow, and the deruxtecan directly goes into the cancer cells and kills them. So that's why it's so remarkable.
It seems Enhertu will be available as an alternative to the drug Kadcyla, while Kadcyla will remain as an alternative to Enhertu. Why is it important to have both drugs available?
Yeah, so it's really important to have both drugs available. So, and we're especially pleased that Pharmac listened to our feedback and removed some of these eligibility restrictions, which would have been really unfair to two groups of people. So when Pharmac originally came out for consultation, they said people whose cancer had worsened after taking Kadcyla wouldn't be able to have Enhertu. And they also said that you wouldn't be able to switch back to Kadcyla if you started having severe side effects on Enhertu. And so both of these restrictions have now been removed, and it's really important because treatment is substantially better with Enhertu than other medications out there.
You've already touched on this, but Pharmac's decision to make both Enhertu and Kadcyla available follows submissions from the Breast Cancer Foundation and the Breast Cancer Aotearoa Coalition. How long has the Breast Cancer Foundation been pushing for this decision?
Yeah, so consultation begins, and then charities like us that are patient advocates have the opportunity to provide feedback. It's really important that patient advocacy groups provide feedback when Pharmac comes out for consultation. So it's about the process, which is really important. So Pharmac can hear the views of people that are affected that might not have already been considered. It's really important because we can never assume that Pharmac will change its mind. And in our experience, it doesn't happen all that often. We can recall it happening once or twice in the last couple of years. So really what we see in a lot of these consultations from Pharmac is that people are asking for widened access, and that can be difficult when Pharmac has a restricted budget. But it's in this case, it's wonderful to see that the consultation process has worked out well, and it means that people who desperately needed Enhertu won't be forced to miss out on an effective treatment that can help them live well.
Alongside the funding announcement, Pharmac also announced that eligibility restrictions would be removed. What will this decision mean for Kiwis with breast cancer?
Yeah, so what that means with Kiwis with breast cancer is that it's given more treatment options. So when one drug stops working for you, you have the option of progressing to a second line of treatment called Enhertu. And then if that becomes intolerable because of severe side effects, you can then revert back to the previous drug, which is called Kadcyla.
That was the Breast Cancer Foundation New Zealand's Chief Executive, Arlene Rayner, speaking about the newly announced funding for breast cancer medicine in Enhertu.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.